Was it on them? Good morning. I'm glad to be back to talk to you. It's about an annual appearance now, but the text for today is from the Gospel, and it is written to the Philippians and is reading as follows. I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. You perhaps didn't notice, but there are really two aspects of prayer that are discussed in this text. They all have to do with the work of St. Paul among the Philippians. And the first part is on the power of prayer. And the second part is on the courage that is attained through prayer. Now the Apostle Paul said, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." And he surely knew the truth of those words, for the prayers of the Philippians were helping him as he was doing his work. And Paul knew that God's answer to their prayers would ultimately establish what work his would be accomplished. Now, we do have a very powerful ally in what we do in our daily lives when we consider what prayer is. Martin Luther wrote, "To pray diligently is half the task." In other words, the work that you set out to do, if you do not perform it following prayer, asking for the Lord's guidance and assistance, then what you're doing will very likely be in vain. The Gustavus Adolphus, who was a great 17th century king of Sweden, said, and this quotation is a good one, I think, "To pray often is almost to conquer." In other words, what you need to get done. Without prayer, you stand a good opportunity to fail. Whereas with prayer, you have something that can be and will be accomplished. The Lord Himself reminds us in these words, "If you will believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Have you ever thought of those words, what's all involved there? If you will believe, you will receive what you ask for. It sort of makes us think how oftentimes we fail at what we've set out to do, and it makes us wonder if it is not because we have not first and foremost asked the Lord, "First is what I want to do in agreement with your word and your wishes. And if so, Lord, this is what I desire, please grant it, for the sake of Jesus, then you have a very, very powerful ally in what you set out to do. If we fail to follow that procedure, we shouldn't really be surprised if we often fail at what we set out to do. And another aspect of this, do we really have the faith and the belief that this is not just an empty practice, but that it is real and that it is earnest and sincere, that we pray with the belief that according to the Lord, that prayer will be answered? It was Martin Luther who said, "A prayer that rises from a heart trembling with doubt gets nothing from God. You do not pour anything into a vessel that is being moved and jerked about. If that vessel is trembling and shaking and you're trying to pour water or something into it, you shouldn't be surprised if it doesn't really get in there and doesn't really get done." Now, our text shows us that this was not the case with the Philippians, and they are praised in the scriptures for the effectiveness of their prayer. The reason is that they prayed confidently, knowing that their prayers would be answered by God in His own good way and in His own good time. How great an assurance this was to St. Paul in his prison cell, to have that knowledge that those people who were hearing his word were believing it and were praying for the further accomplishment and spreading of the gospel in their land. So that's lesson one for us. From this we learn that our prayer for what we are desirous of doing for the Lord will be done when what we pray is His will, and if we pray confidently. Now, do we have cold feet at times, meaning a hesitancy to do what we want to do because of our own individual weakness? Is it because we don't believe in prayer? Is it because we don't believe that our prayers are earnest? Is that why sometimes things fail? Probably there were occasions when the same kind of thing happened to the Apostle Paul. He wrote about his own weakness. He said, "For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I don't want to do, this I keep on doing." Doesn't that speak what you speak many times? Perhaps your spirit and desire is not really there. Now, Paul wanted to bear faithful witness to the Savior in everything he did. But could he do it? Yes, and so can we. How? By cultivating our own personal strength and ability and power? No. Even St. Paul, a great messenger of our Lord, took no credit for what he was ever able to accomplish. He realized that it was the Holy Spirit working through his actions and his words. And this working of the Holy Spirit is important for us to remember. We should turn to the Lord with courage. Why? Because he has promised to be with his word, to go with that word, to convert with that word, to strengthen us with that word. Sufficient courage, can we have it? Yes. God promises it. St. Paul could have it, so can we. because it is based on the very same thing for him and for us, namely God's word of promise. God promises to provide what we need in our work of telling others of the gospel, to correct one another in our daily lives. So may our Lord Jesus truly be exalted in that, with us and for us. Amen. I'd like to conclude our morning devotion with hymn number 454. And it's short. Let's sing all the stanzas. 454.